Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1269. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doig Ben Ravaran Zizo. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafua Shalema Yehudis Leia Bas Cyril. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. So I just want to talk about one thing. We spoke about last Shir in reference to fruits that fell off a tree, right? And if they fell off on Shabbos, you can't eat them, they're muksa and everything. But even if there's a suffix that a Mishnah Berurah said over there in the Simen Shin Chav Beis, Sifkat and Hei, Vafilu him im suffix Shemen Nashu B'Shabbos, even if one has, one is in question, I don't know, maybe they fell off on Shabbos. So I just wanted to read from the Sharetzi, and he said this in Sifkat and Ches, from the Yerushalmi, Psachim, whatever. Okay, but be it as it may, just want to just read what he says. Va'af Sham Ayre L'Inyin Achila, over there, in the Rishalmi and Psachim, he brings in Toisvis and so on and Psachim, but he says that Lamais over there, they're talking about Achila, right? Over there, they're talking about eating those fruits. Even if you're not sure if it fell off in Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it, but he says, Poshit to Huadin La'inyin Tiltil. It's Poshit that even to move it, not just to eat it, you'll say, well, good, I can't eat it. Now, we're not talking about Ma'amer, just a minute, backtracking a minute from the, talking about the Muksa on the fruit itself. Apple fell off a tree. I don't know if it fell off on Shabbos or before Shabbos. So not only can you eat it, but you have to be careful not to move it at all either. You'll say, well, maybe I'll bring it into the house, but it's muksa. So you can't, the huadin le'inyin tiltol, that, v'avav sham ayre le'inyin achila, pashat the huadin le'inyin tiltol, that it would also be aser. Now, another thing, getting back to Al Malacha Ma'amer gathering, tells us the Dirshu actually over there in Simen Shin Chav Beis, the Dirshu brings down in Ois 9, number 9, he says, Vav lesav shnei peiris bovad, even if somebody is just two items, two apples, let's say, fell off the tree, there's only two. So, okay, I know it fell off Friday, no problem, I understand, I saw it fall off on Friday, it fell off Erev Shabbos. So there's no Isra of Muks over here, right? So, but what I'll do is I'll take the two, I'll throw them into my basket, or I'll take the two, I'll put them in my pocket. I'm allowed to carry, whatever the case is. Right, there's an Erev, so va'af less of shnei peiris belvad, he brings down in Ois number 9, there's the Dirshu in the Simen Shin Chof Beis, va'af less of shnei peiris belvad, even just two peiris, two apples, let's say, fell off the tree, and they're not muksa, they fell off before Shabbos, kosav egli tal, shenechshav ke ma'amer va'osr, that would fall under the guidelines of the malacha of ma'amer gathering, v'chein kosav arach ha'shulchan, and the arach ha'shulchan says the same thing. So you see over there, we see such a small amount that it's even mamish just two apples, two pears, two plums, two apples, two oranges, whatever the case might be, one has to be careful, even different type of fruits, but even just two would be running under the guidelines of Ma'amer, and one is not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And by the way, the Gezeira is... The Gezeira is Lamaisa, that why it's Muksa, because the Gezeira were afraid, the Chazal were afraid that one might come to pull it off on Shabbos. That's why it will be as far as the Muksa. But I just want to read real quickly from the Sefer Ayon Meshulash, where we started talking about last year on page Mem Vav. We spoke about the Sefer Ayon Meshulash on the Malacha Ma'amer on page Mem Vav. He brings in Oiz Dalid, that therefore somebody who has, he talks about the Shomri Yeshem Aginis, but Lamaisa, somebody has a backyard, somebody has apple tree, plum tree, these type of things. So he brings down, Lahazim Ma'oid, you have to be very careful. Shalai Lesef Yachad Esef Peris Ve'ai Rakas Shenashru, Fafilu Esef Mat Yachad, even only a little bit at a time, like we saw even just two. Person has to be careful not to gather them together. That's running into the Malach of Ma'amer. So then he says, he brings on the bottom, so he says, Hainu Afilu Nashru Me'ev Shah, even if they fell down, even I know good, I know they fell off Erev Shabbos. She'ein behem mishum muksa. I saw it fall off Erev Shabbos. I saw it fall off Thursday, right? She'ein behem mishum muksa. There's no muksa. Mishum gezeris toilesh. There's no isra of muksa. There's no gezeris. One might come to pull it off. Therefore the muksa. Therefore I can't eat it. Therefore I can't move. No, it fell off during the week. Even so, be careful not to gather it together. But then he says, he ends off with that which we spoke about last year, just to chaz rov and get it straight down pat. That which we spoke about last year from the Mishnah Berurah. Kate said, Yasi says, what should one do? I would like to have an apple. Good, I can't gather them. I know that it's mutter to eat because I know it fell off on Thursday. Sure, I saw it fall down. But I can't gather them together, so I can't eat an apple. So, or maybe I could eat an apple. He says, Kate said, Yasi, what should you do? Yas from Echad, Echad, V'yachlam. He says, like the Mishnah Berurah said, gather one, take one and eat it, one at a time. In other words, the bottom line is one at a time. I want to take one apple, make a burpee, eat it, fine, that you could do. That will let you do, but just don't gather them together. Now, another thing is we spoke about last time, we said fruits that were gathered from before Shabbos in the house, like it's in a basket, and the basket fell down and it fell all over the floor. So that you're allowed to bring together, gather together in the house is fine. It was already done. The mamar was done. We said even in the field, even if somebody did the gathering before Shabbos, so the gathering part was done. It's done. It's in a chest, it's in a basket, whatever. But now what happened was he brings down, Avnispazru, Al Yidei Ragle Adamu Vehema, so he says, let's say somebody's walking, whatever, they knocked over the basket in the field, and now everything spilled out. So we said, technically, halachal amaisa, this, the letter of the law, if you want to call it, this would not be ma'amr, because they were already gathered, and it's in a basket, it's just sitting over there in the basket. They were already gathered together in the barrel, or whatever the case is. But somebody walked by and knocked over the barrel. Somebody walked over, or an animal, whatever, walked by and kicked it, or whatever the case is. Ein mishum ma'amr basifasim. So now if you go gather it together, we spoke about last time, in the house was fine. We said even in the field, once it was already gathered, now you regather it again after it's spilled out, even in the field will be fine. But he does bring down on page, I just want to mention, he brings down on page Memches, does the Ayal Meshulish in Oislam Midalim, Mikomaka Midrabbanan, Efshe Dasa La'amram. It could be Midrabbanan, he says, one should not do that. Mishum Uvda Dechayel, there's an Isra of Uvda Dechayel, during like a weekday type of thing, or Mishum Maris Ayin, it could even be Maris Ayin. In other words, I walk by and I see somebody gathering together the apples. What are you doing? You're gathering, that's the Malacha Ma'amr. You can't gather apples under a tree. You can't gather plums under a tree. What are you doing? Right? Good. You'll say, well, they fell down on Thursday. But you still can't gather. You still can't gather them together. You can't put them into the basket. But so lemaisa, I'm getting, a person walks by, they see somebody gathering, they're not going to know that these apples or these plums were already once gathered and it was sitting in the basket from before Shabbos. It could be it's Mara sign. So that's what he said. We call Makam in Rabbanan, Efshadas ala Amram, Mishum of the Chal Amishum Maris Ayin. So he blinds at Tzarachin. He says he brings from Taisvitz or Ritva, whatever, Loikasu Ela de Aim Bezachiev, that there's no Chiev, but it's a Tzarachin. It could be Midrabban, it would be Alt Maris Ayin, or possibly Uvdin the Chal. So Lemaisa, bottom line is, even though we did say last year that a few years ago, if a basket was already collected from before Shabbos sitting in the field or sitting in the backyard, somebody's backyard, and somehow got knocked over, right, and now rolled out, so then to regather them wouldn't really be ma'amer, but it could be problems of Maris Ayin of the Chol. So one should be careful outside in the field, in the backyard or whatever, or somebody has a garden or whatever the case is, not to re-go and gather this together out Maris Ayin. But in the house, it's fine. In the house, that's not the issue. In the house, we said the basket that's spilled over, that will be fine to gather, whether you have fruits, whether you have eggs, whether you have whatever. You have a basket of plums, apples, and bananas or whatever spilled out, you could go and bring them all together, that is not a problem. As long as it's in the house. In the house, that's not the issue. We only said in the house, certain times, if it's the derech of the malacha, like putting figs together on a string and these type of things, so then you're running into major problems. Because that's the derech of bringing that type of fruit together. But regular stam fruits in a basket, once they were gathered in the house, is okay if it's spilled over on the floor. Now, just to end off, he says a very interesting thing. That which we said that there could be a in other words, I want to eat the apple. It fell off Erev Shabbos. No problem. Fine. So it's not muksa. I want to take one, make a bracha, eat it. Fine. But he says one thing. Let's say I want to take, good, I'm not going to gather them together, right? In my backyard, I have an apple tree or a plum tree. Again, I'm giving an example. It could be plum tree, aren't it? It doesn't make a difference. But I have, let's say, a plum tree. So I want to, and they fell off. So I'll take one at a time. You told me I could take one at a time. So I'll take one. Right, I'll take one. I'm not gathering. Gathering means I bring it together in a basket. But I'll go to the tree, and they fell off Thursday, no problem, not muksa. I'll take one and bring it in the house. Then I'll take another one, bring it in the house. I'm doing one at a time. I'm not gathering. But in the house, I'm putting them into a basket, right? In the house, they'll be gathered together. I'm putting them all on the table, gathering together. So is that the Isser Min HaTorah of Ma'amer? He says, very interesting, he says in Sefer Al-Mishulash, Yesh L'Stapik Ba'Oisef HaPeris Mimakim Gidulam B'Sadeh, right? In other words, I have my plum tree or apple tree or whatever, and it all fell off on before Shabbos, so it's not muksa. And it's the makam gidulim. It's the place where they grew. It's my plum tree in my backyard. Fine. Now I bring them into my house. Would this be ma'amir? So he says, what do you mean? What does that mean? One at a time. Right? I take a plum. Fine. I took one. There's nothing wrong with taking. I took one. I could eat it. So instead of eating it, I bring it into the house. right? But I don't eat it. Again, I don't eat it. And now I went outside. I took another one and brought it into the house. But in the house, I put them all on the table, and now I put them into a basket. Okay? Or they put into a basket through the window, or whatever. So over there, he blibes by, it could be, he says, yesh listopik. It's a question over there, so yet one would not be, one has to be careful not to do that. It could be a suffix derice. It could be, he's not sure. He blibes by a suffix. Okay, so be it as it may, one has to be careful not to do that. He blibes by itself like that. Im chayiv mishum ma'amer. That might even be the isser min ha-Torah of ma'amer, possibly. Even though you're taking one at a time, and now the basket, you put it into the basket in the house. But we said, if you eat it, fine. You sit down, you eat one. That's not the issue. But you took one at a time, you put it in the house, and over there you gathered it. So that's not really in the place where they grew. But still, it could be, since you gathered it, and you took them from the place where they grew, from the under the tree. So that could still be ma'amer. One has to be careful not to do that. Thank you for listening. That's Lachabra. Cultive.